Good afternoon. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News. President Barack Obama and Republican Mitt Romney take the gloves off for real tonight as they meet face-to-face in the Denver debate. It's the first of three this month, and it's seen as a chance for millions of American voters to size up the two men in a moment of high-risk theater. Dr. Delionel Finley is a political science professor who believes the candidates need to be specific about their platforms.
So far, the Romney campaign has been very clever in dodging questions on how they are going to pay for huge tax cuts and increases in defense spending, among other things. And I think the Obama campaign will push Romney into giving some specifics or making him look as if he doesn't have any answers for the real problems facing this nation.
Tonight's debate can be heard on WVAS-FM beginning at 8 p.m. Alabama State University will hold a debate watch party at the Levi Watkins Learning Center Library Lecture Hall. National media reports have indicated interest among college students in this year's presidential race is considerably lower than the previous election. Alabama State University SGA President Kyle Burney says that has not been his experience.
A lot of students have been very, very proactive in establishing voter registration. A lot of students feel that this election really determines their future. And so they have been rallying and petitioning and compiling papers and trying to get people involved and registering those people to vote, and also encouraging those who are already registered to vote to make sure that they do go out and vote.
Auburn-Montgomery SGA President Darius Petway doesn't see a lack of interest from students, but he does see some disillusionment.
When you don't follow through, it's almost like a hope lost, and the other party isn't necessarily bringing anything to the table either, because they seem like the heart knows few who purvey no mercy or anything like that towards the poor.
Both student leaders emphasize the importance of young people exercising their right to vote and becoming informed voters. The U.S. Department of Education has awarded Montgomery Public Schools a grant for more than $1 million. Superintendent Barbara Thompson says the grant will be used over the next 3 years to expand social work services in elementary schools.
As a school district, we are limited in our funds in terms of what we're able to provide. This grant, I know, provides us at least some psychiatrist time, additional social workers, and part of the special ed restructuring that we're doing, we're looking at those wraparound services that kids need and those kinds of skills that we, our families and students need. Even though we have them in school most of the day, we know they don't get the support that they need in other agencies.
Thompson says the funds will be used to hire 3 social workers and 1 part-time psychiatrist. They will serve 11 schools impacting about 6,000 students. 60 Alabama State University students were invited to learn employers' expectations today at the second annual Business Expo. Calvin Butts, Strategic Services Vice President for Communications Media Incorporated, talked to students about stepping out of the box, using new marketing tools and branding themselves using social media.
They can profile themselves with what interests them as far as the books they're reading, the classes they've taken, the trips they may have gone, or whether they've gone abroad or not. You know, they have to really be, you know, very detailed in what their interests are, what motivates them, what skill sets they have, what skill sets they're interested in learning and developing. And there's ways to put that out there in the digital space.
He suggests that students switch from a personal to a professional profile.
Definitely convert from sharing a lot of the social, my first thought, to the direction you want to become and the person you want to build and the image you want to build for the future for yourself, which should be one of a clean-cut corporate professional executive.
ASU's College of Business Administration hosts the event. A crash landing in a small airplane wasn't enough to keep 4 fans away from the football game between Alabama and Ole Miss in Tuscaloosa. A plane bound for Tuscaloosa from Mobile went down in a cotton field near Selma on Saturday. But none of the 4 men on board was injured, so they made it to Montgomery by vehicle and rented a car for the rest of the trip to the game. One of the men on the plane, construction executive John White Spunner, says he and his traveling companions thought they were going to die. Pilot George Arnold says the men got in a circle and prayed after making it out of the aircraft alive. The aircraft hit trees and was leaking fuel after it went down. You're listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, you can log on to WVASFM.org. I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News.